Now, Daniel Andrews, it looks like he's going to be Premier. Let's put aside what we're just talking about him. The bookies rarely get it wrong. The bookies have got Labor well out in front. Sportsbet's got Labor $1.20 to win, the Libs $4. Now, I've been reading some of the academics on this. The only time I can find the bookmakers getting it wrong recently has been 1993, which was that totally unpredictable fight back election. So if history is right, if the bookies are right, Labor will win. Daniel Andrews will be the new Premier. There's only 3 weeks to go. I want to draw up a list of things for him to do. I reckon top of the list would be the desal plant. We paid $500 million to June in the year to June, 500 million, and didn't use a drop of water. Now that's a deal Labor did. Undo it. If he wants to tear up contracts to the East West Link, maybe he can tear up the contract for the desal. Really, $500 million for a year? That's 10 million a week, really, and not a drop of water. Now, on the line is Bruce Hawker. He's been a long-time political advisor, campaigner with Labor governments and oppositions. In fact, advisor, campaign advisor to the Rudd government. Bruce Hawker, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Am I right here that history says the bookies are usually, or, well, always right?
That's my experience of them, I've got to say. I wish they were more predictable when it comes to picking the winners of horse races. But when it comes to politicians, they're very, very accurate.
So if we say Sportsbet's got Labor at $1.20 and the Libs at $4 3 weeks out, you'd reckon Labor's a shoo-in?
You think that Labor's a very, very strong prospect of winning the election. Of course, things can happen in the election campaign and they can adjust their odds like bookies always do. But I don't think at this stage it's at all likely that the government's going to be returned.
What about the normal polls? They're also strongly Labor. Do you trust those as much as a bookie?
Well, when we, in campaigning, look at polling, we're looking at all sorts of other things, not just the likely outcome of the election, you know, what sort of arguments people are most attracted to and so forth. So polling helps us to refine messages and to get a sense of what people are doing in individual electorates and what are the most, you know, compelling arguments. It goes beyond just telling us the outcome of an election. But, you know, really, if you wanted to know the outcome of an election, you could probably just go and look at what Sportsbet's saying.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying, this, and they're saying it loud and clear. Now, you're an outsider, which gives you something of a different perspective. You're not a Victorian. You're watching from outside. What's Dennis Napthine done wrong? This will be, if it happens, the first one-term government in about 50, 60 years.
It's remarkable. I think you have to go back to about 1955 in Victoria to find another one-term government. Look, I think a number of problems have occurred for this government. One, I don't think the electorate is always very happy when an elected leader is changed in mid-course. I think that creates some unease. But I think the most important thing that's happened here in terms of the perception of the government is that they lost control of the parliament. And in my experience, when a government loses control of the parliament, they're heavily reliant on crossbenchers and independents to get their packages through and their legislative program through, the public starts to worry about how strong they are. And perceptions of strength are very important in politics. And if they think a government's weak, a prime minister or a premier is weak, then they very, very seldom vote for them.
Okay. Now, again, from the outside, but as having worked on many campaigns, the Labor Party's taking a media bust to Daniel Andrews' family property today when his father's dying and they're selling off the cattle. Is that the sort of thing that I'm uncomfortable with it, but is it the sort of thing the voter will react to and say it's putting a private tragedy into the campaign?
Well, I think those things are always a matter for the public to form their own views about, Neil. I think it's terribly sad that Daniel's father is so terribly ill. But I don't think that should preclude him from focusing on his family and his and the family farm. I think he has to be sensitive about it, and I think the media has to be sensitive in their dealing with it. But the fact that his father is so grievous, so ill, shouldn't stop him from being able to talk about his family and his background and where he comes from, because the public is always very interested in that as well. They really want to know more about somebody who, in a matter of weeks, could be their premier. So I don't see anything particularly wrong about it, but obviously it's up to the public to determine how far a politician can go in that area.
Thanks for your time. Bruce Hawker,